For members only, Golf Smarter number 186 for July 7, 2009.
SmarterPodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.
Golf Made Simple with Mark Solomon.
This is Golf Smarter, sharing tips and insights from golfers and golf professionals to help lower your score. It's worked for your host, Fred Green.
Welcome and thanks for checking in. Hope that both you and your game are doing well. Our family of Golf Smarter members is growing every week, and I'm more determined than ever to find ways to meet you and play a team with you. This is a direct message to many of our Golf Smarter members who live in Europe. I really hope that you are seriously considering joining us for the 3 days of golf, touring, beer, and fun in the Czech Republic this September. Not just everybody in Europe, but everybody. Last week you met Lou from Los Angeles, who's coming on the trip. And as we get closer, hopefully you'll meet more who will be on the adventure as well. But it's amazing to me that the first couple people who signed up are from the United States. And I don't just mean my wife and I. Now, a few days ago, Paul reported to me that a couple from South Africa signed up. This is a great story. He signed up to bring his non-golfing wife as a gift. So it was a surprise trip for him. But once she found out, she reminded him of a family obligation that they already have that weekend, so they had to cancel. Is there a lesson here? Oh, yes. And one that I've been reminded of too many times it won't go there. And my guess is that most of you know what I mean. Yeah, let her make the plans. Anyway, if you are thinking about joining us at all, write to me with your questions and concerns. We'd like to get a good sense of our full list by August 1st, but that's not a deadline for your commitment, but a marker for your strong interest. Again, all the details for the 2009 Golf Smarter Adventure to Prague can be found at golfsmarter.com. Our guest this week is Mark Solomon of Golf Made Simple. Obviously, you're a golfer who spends time online, so you've probably heard of Golf Made Simple. They have a very thorough marketing program that includes email blasts, newsletters, videos, and they even used to have their own podcast called Golf Improvement Weekly. It got mixed reviews in iTunes. But primarily, they're a golf school with locations around the United States. Mark is very passionate about golf instruction, and I hope that his East Coast style isn't too aggressive for you, because he really has some valuable things to share. Welcome to the Golf Smarter Podcast, Mark.
Thank you, Fred. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, it's really a joy to have you, a podcaster. You understand podcasting. You did a podcast for a while, and who knows? Maybe you'll be back someday. But I wanted to talk to you on the Golf Made Simple website. I was going through it looking stuff, and there's a line in there that jumped out at me that I wanted to ask you about. It says, "The golf swing you were born with." I find that really interesting from somebody who has a school, and schools are notorious for bringing a group of people in to change everything that you do. But a line like "the golf swing you were born with" really jumped out to me. Can you address that?
The golf swing you were born with. Well, that's what's wrong with golf schools. That's what's wrong with golf instruction is every time a golfer goes to get a golf lesson, they're taught something new. One instructor's telling them, okay, well, you got to get a stronger grip. So you go and you get a stronger grip, and then he teaches you how to do a backswing, and then he teaches you how to get to stand, and you go and you try it, and you buy your 6-lesson series of a half an hour, or you go to this golf school and they teach you all this stuff, and you know what? You don't get any better, so you go somewhere else, and the instructor there says, well, no, your grip is too strong. You need to weaken it. And then they switch. They're telling you, no, you're going too far inside, and you're going, no. The last instructor told me I need to go in too far more inside because I was going too outside. Go, no, you got to go more outside, straight back. And what we have found is golfers don't get better because everywhere they go, they're taught something new. They're taught what that pro does in their swing, and they're trying to turn golfers into mini-me's, like what the pro does in their swing. And what we have found is everybody has their own swing. Everybody has their own body. Everybody thinks a different way. Everybody has their own strengths and weaknesses in their golf swing. So let's help people hit the ball more solid using their golf swing. And so we develop drills that allows people to find their own golf swing, get back to what's natural, get back to feeling a golf swing, feeling what their golf swing should feel like, so that when they do hit a bad shot, you know what? They can do a drill and get that feeling back. And if you swing with the swing that you were born with, you're going to be more consistent.
Thank you for saying that. I can't tell you how many times that I've come across golf instructors who are so excited about their new video systems that they can videotape and then compare you to other swings, and they all say the same thing. Don't ever let an instructor compare you to Tiger. Right? They always say the same thing. And then after they videotape your swing, what's the first thing they do?
They
put you on a screen next to Tiger.
Yeah. They say, listen, we'll set you up with somebody of a similar size. So, you know, a lot of – we wrote this – I say this, that if anybody wants to know why video is the worst thing for a golfer to do, and it seriously is, on our website we have a white paper on video analysis, and you can go to the website and you can sign up and read. We have an 8-page white paper on why video analysis is the worst thing. And I still have a running bet where I got a large pile of cash for anybody who can tell me that they took video analysis and improved 6 to 11 strokes. I can show more people that got 6 to 11 strokes worse after getting video and getting video analysis and getting compared side by side to somebody, a pro of a similar size. I can show you more people that have got 6 to 11 strokes worse after that than anybody can show me that got 6 to 11 strokes better. And I got a pile of cash for anybody that can show me proof and results that video analysis works. It doesn't work. That's why one reason golfers don't improve, because they're getting this video analysis, and now the pro can act like Joe Pro, like they know everything, and they're going to show you a swing that you should be doing. Now, if that happened to Jim Furyk, nobody would ever heard the name Jim Furyk.
Yep, that's true.
Nobody would ever heard the name Lee Trevino. Nobody would ever heard the name Jack Nicklaus with his atrocious flying elbow. Nobody would have heard of Annika Sorenstam or David Duval with their head moving up, because there's not a pro in the world that would allow them to do that on video. See, David, see how your head's coming up? You could never – I don't think you could ever break 89 doing that.
Yeah. I get the sense that you don't like video.
I do like video.
Let me put you another quarter in you. And
you know why I love video?
Because it doesn't work.
Because it screws so many people up, and they try it so many times. They go, you know what? I need something simpler. And then they search for us, and they find us.
So then how do you run, and we're not going to talk a lot about your Golf Made Simple schools, but how is it that you run with a large school, a lot of different locations, with different instructors? How do you get them to drink your Kool-Aid, if you know what I mean? And what is it that you're trying to get them to do?
Well, we're really not asking anybody to drink the Kool-Aid, in a sense. What we're doing is we believe in a results-based approach, meaning if you're not seeing results right away, we're not helping you with the correct thing. Meaning the scapegoat of the golf instructor is you're going to get worse before you get better. That is the absolute most stupid comment ever as far as somebody wanting to get better at golf. It is mind-boggling. It's just like if you had a son or daughter who was just turning 16 or 17 to get their driver's license, and you wanted them to go to driving school to learn how to become safe drivers. And the slogan of the golf school, or you called up and said, listen, I want to send my daughter –
Huh? The slogan of the driving school is where you're going to get worse before.
You're going to get worse before. Yeah, I want my daughter to go learn how to drive a car. Could you help her? And she says, yeah. See, we're going to help her do this and do that. But you know, she's going to get worse before she gets better. Would you send her there?
No.
Absolutely not. Right, so when an instructor says to you, you're going to get worse before you get better, that's just a cop out from the instructor.
So you you say that you're results oriented. Okay?
Yes.
Define for me what results are from your perspective.
Results is improvement. So just to give you an example.
On your scorecard? On your frame of mind?
Well, here, I'll give you an example.
Okay.
When we start, the very first thing that when somebody comes to our classes and start is there's 10 golf balls on the ground. On green – 2 yards, the green's 2 yards away, 10 yards onto the green, we make what we call a box. And they're bamboo stakes that are about 4 feet high that we stick into the ground, and we make a 12-foot by 12-foot box. 12 feet by 12 feet, 144 square feet. We ask our golfers to hit those 10 golf balls to that box. And we record how many they got on that box. Now, most people to stop it in the box are getting 3 to 5 max. You rarely see anybody getting more than 5. And a lot of people are only getting 1 or 2. So what we say is, okay, well, after what we go over with you, this very next time, you should get more. And if you did not get more on this next time after we go over something with you, what we told you was wrong. And yet we have never had somebody get less.
Wow.
So what we're saying is a result. We track your results to see if you're getting better using boxes of various sizes throughout the three days.
So you mean you want to see results in your drills?
We want to see people getting results instantly. Mm-hmm. We want to see people hitting more solid shots instantly, not a cop-out that says, oh, well, listen, you're going to need to go practice this for 2 weeks, or you need to get worse before you get better. That's ridiculous. If the concept that the instructor has is a good concept, the golfer should improve right away.
Right. Right. Now help me with this, because I've had some issue with the concept of golf schools in the sense that the concept of golf schools versus an ongoing teacher. You go to a golf school, you're there for 3-4 days, you're there for a week, whatever it is. You work with somebody a lot over those period of days. You leave the school with a better frame of mind, more confidence, feeling that you can just beat anybody that stands in front of you. And then you go home, you don't get to play for 2 weeks, you come out to the golf course, and you go right back to your bad habits.
Well,
right? Don't people do that?
Right there, you're using the term golf school. We don't like to use the term golf school.
Okay.
We don't like to be called a golf school. Why? Because golf schools don't work. Now,
like to be called the number 3 golf school in the United States, though, by the Men's Journal.
In the marketing of what we do, we need to call ourselves a golf school in the marketing. But as far as what we do not like to call ourselves a golf school. We like to call ourselves a golfer improvement program.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, if somebody was on Google searching to get better, they're not searching golfer improvement program. They're searching golf schools.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to call ourselves golf schools for the marketing part of it. But do we consider ourselves a golf school? No. We consider ourselves a golfer improvement program. Most golf schools are terrible. People go there. They get their swing switched. Their muscles ache. They have blisters all over their hands because they're hitting a mountain of golf balls, and they're told that they got to get worse before they get better. And most people do not even improve and do not even have the scenario that you spoke about where you feel great and then you go home and you play and you don't have it. Most are going home more confused than when they got there, and that's with most golf schools. Our program is so results-based. We say if you're not getting better, if you're not getting better in the first 15 minutes, we're doing something wrong. So they are continuing to get better. What we do from there is we have the Instructor for Life program, which everybody that leaves their three-day on-site program has a login and password. And you'll see on our website it says GMS Golfer Login, and you get a login and password, and on there you get your player page, which is all the notes from the 3 days, all the drills for the swing, for the putting, for the green ring, for the sand bunker, blah, blah, blah. But in addition to that, you have an online scheduler because you have free telephone lessons. We have people from all over the world that have come to see us. We've had people from every continent except Antarctica come to see us, and we do telephone calls every day of the week from our golfers that go back home and have a question, whether it is about equipment and what equipment they should get because they don't want to go to the golf shop and they don't really trust a salesman who doesn't know their swing, so they want our opinion. Somebody that goes and came to us with a slice and now they improved it, but now the slice came back for whatever reason, which is kind of what you're, I think you're talking about. Well, we do telephone lessons with them to get them back on track.
Nice.
And they can do this from their player page. In addition to that, we have a hyperlink for email. So if you don't really feel like scheduling a telephone lesson, you can send us an email, and within 48 hours, we send an email back to you. And if we feel, well, this would be better to talk on the phone, we'll set up a telephone call for you. So we continue this. We continue your improvement after you leave, and that's one reason our people get better. The motto of our company is, when you succeed in golf, we succeed in golf. Our best marketing tool is not Google. Our best marketing tool is guys like you that come to see us and go back home, and their friends are going, holy cow, Fred, you are hitting a great. That is our best marketing tool, and we want that to continue. We don't want that just to happen after you come and see us for 3 days. We want that happening 6 months later. We want that happening 8 months later. We want that happening 15 months later, because in all that time, you're improving, 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 and your friends are seeing it. They're going, Fred, you got to help me. Tell me how you did that. And the first thing that's going to come out of your lips is GMS.
Yeah.
Got to call them. So when you succeed in golf, we succeed in golf. So what we're going to do whatever – so therefore, we're going to do whatever it takes for you to improve. And that's what golf schools do not do.
Hmm.
This is a golf improvement program.
Well, very good. Good answer. Good answer. But I think that we're going to be good for each other because I have a huge audience in Antarctica. buddy, we're going to deliver Antarctica for you. You will be covered.
Now, but I said that, and I rambled on there.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
I know. I have a tendency of doing that.
I'll shut you up. Okay.
But then you talk about the ongoing with an instructor in your local pro.
Right.
So if you hear about people say, no, you shouldn't take a 3-day golf school, which you shouldn't, but they say you shouldn't do that. You should have an ongoing with your instructor. That doesn't work. Because say you have a lesson at Thursday afternoon at 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So you rush to the golf course from work. You get there at 4:45. You get your shoes on. The bad guy takes your bag. You meet the pro. You can do a couple of knee bends and you're off and you're ready. And you go and you hit a couple balls and they tell you all the things that you're doing wrong. And then that pro tries to fit in and tries to teach you three different things in a half an hour. And then they say, okay, excellent. Can I have my $45? And you pay them the $45 and you go home. And you say, yeah, I'm going to go practice. I'm going to go practice. Well, Friday comes along and you can't go practice because you and your wife have a function you need to go to. And then you say you're going to practice Saturday, but you can't because your son has a soccer game. And then you said you're going to practice Sunday, but you really can't because your daughter has to go horseback riding. And Monday you can't because you're stuck in the office to practice. And then Tuesday you can't.
Yeah, so you end up there back at your next lesson without having to practice that week.
Absolutely.
Right.
It doesn't work.
Well,
it doesn't work. Or what happens is you do get a chance to practice, but when you go and practice, now you're going from supervised practice with your instructor to unsupervised practice.
Right.
Now, you might be feeling like you're doing everything your instructor is telling you to do, but in many cases, you're not. And you're slowly falling back into bad habits. It doesn't mean that your bad habit is just coming back instantly, but what you can do is every swing, it's slowly coming back, slowly, so gradually that you don't feel it coming back. But within half an hour, you're back to the bad habit you were doing that your instructor was trying. So that doesn't work. When you do a program where you're with an instructor from 9 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock at night, now what you're doing is you're working with your instructor. And your instructor can improve with you, help you improve all day. And then when your instructor goes on the course with you,
To me, now you're getting to something that I really wanted to bring up because, frankly, I'm a scratch golfer on the driving range.
Okay.
But when I step up to the first tee, everything changes.
Yeah.
So getting instruction on the course, I think, is just a completely different thing than just having someone stand there as you hit ball after ball after ball.
It's vital. It's absolutely vital. Yeah. Playing good golf is not just about your golf swing. Right. I mean, it's not just about your putting. It's not just about your sand play. What else is it about? Well, one,
it's the package.
I'm sorry?
It's the package. I mean, that's what makes a guy like Tiger so great is he's got the package. It's all of it. And that's why we talk so often about so many different things other than the golf swing on this show. We talk about fitness. We talk about the mental game. We talk about strategy. That I believe are all valuable or vital elements to contribute to a better golfer.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. We call all those, that total package, we call it the plan, PLAN. Mm-hmm. We call it the plan of the golfer. And to play your best golf, you know, you can improve your swing, but that doesn't mean you're improving your score. There's a lot more that goes into it. It's about going on the golf course also and understanding what your strengths and weaknesses are on the golf course. It's about going on the golf course and not just standing on the tee and aiming for the middle of the fairway like 9 out of 10 golfers do. It's not about that. It's about understanding your ball flight, understanding your misses, understanding what's the tendency of your shots. It's about understanding how to read the golf course. They don't just put bunkers out on the fairway for the hell of it. They put them in strategic positions, the golf course architects, because they know that most golfers are going trying to go down the middle, and they know what the average 18 handicap, what the distance they carry their drive at, and they know the average distance a 4 handicap carries it and what a 36 handicap. So they put the bunkers there. So a plan is also understanding how to read the golf course to start being able to play the angles. And just by having a better golf swing doesn't help that. Now, by having a better golf swing and understanding that, that's how people improve.
Well, it sounds like you're going right back to what we started with, is that you use the golf swing that you're born with. Yeah. And you dropped a nugget in the middle of that last rant that I want to flush out for just a moment. You said understanding your misses. You know, that, wow, what a revelation for me, because I know on bad shots, I'll try to control my temper or my frustrations, but not try to work on what was it that stood out. What do you mean by understanding your misses?
Well, it's a couple part question. understanding your misses are, when you do miss hit a shot, what's the tendency? Now, some people say, well, if I miss hit it, it could go left, it can go right. No, it doesn't. It could go left maybe – it can go left maybe 7 out of 10 times, and it can go right maybe 3 out of 10 times. If the tendency is that it goes left 7 out of 10 and right 3 out of 10, well, what? You got to understand that most of your misses go left. So it's understanding which way your misses go most of the time. And it's also understanding your misses, meaning what's causing that misses? What's causing that miss? One, which club are you seeing the most misses with? Two, what's causing that miss and how to correct it? And what's a good drill to get you back to feel what your golf swing should be like?
Hmm. Why is golf so simple for people who've been playing all their lives, and for the rest of us, it's not so simple?
Well, I live my life in analogies. I seem to speak in analogies a lot.
Okay.
And the best analogy I could give you there is, if you were 5 or 6 years old, 7 years old, and you rode a bicycle and you learned to ride a bike and you rode it everywhere until you're 15 years old, and then you got a driver's license at 16 and you didn't ride a bike until you were 65. If you didn't ride a bike from 16 years old to 65,
you'd be able to get right on the bike.
Absolutely. Why is that? Now why would somebody who never rode a bike but say they decided to ride a bike at 20 years old, why would they struggle? They would struggle for many years to learn how to ride that bike effectively.
So it's just
same thing like with piano. If somebody learned to play piano as a kid and they didn't play for years, they could come right back. Now, they might not be as good, but they can come back and learn it a lot quicker. So I believe the reason why junior people who start playing, they learn how to play with the swing that they were born with.
Hmm.
And they can get better. You know, I say you learn with the swing that you were born with. You know, we help you learn what your swing is, what your body, how your body wants to swing the club. And we help you learn how to do it and improve on to do it and help you start swinging better. But instead of saying, okay, well, you got to do this stack and tilt. This absolute one of the most stupid ideas I've ever heard.
Why is that?
Stack and tilt. That is ridiculous stuff.
Why?
Why is it ridiculous stuff?
Yeah.
It's a concept to say that you got to keep your weight on your front leg and do it. Show me the results of people that are doing that, that are doing better. Show me the results. Instead of saying how great it is, everybody in golf says how, oh, this is the new thing. This is so great. Oh, the one plane swing. This is so great. Show me results of people that have tried these concepts that are improving. Show me written down results. You go to the GMS website, to golfmadesimple.com, and you can see results. Look at the testimonials. What are testimonials? Testimonials are results of golfers that are improving. They say, you know what? I improved. Here's my score before I came to see you, and now here's my score now. That is written down results. You show me, you tell the stack and tilt guys to send me an email with all the people that improved. They say, oh, we got these guys on tour. The guys on tour were good before they started the stack and tilt.
Because they started playing when they were 6 years old. Well, the other thing is that the people who are trying, say, the stack and tilt this year and the smash and carve next year and, you know, all these different things, they're changing every year. They're not trusting what they have, right?
That's absolutely right.
Oh. Okay, so I'm a guy who, hypothetical. This is really hypothetical, dude. I've broken 100 so few times, and I just seem to struggle with that. What am I missing? Is it, and you know, my swing I'm comfortable with, and what is the key element to help me break 100 on a consistent basis, from your perspective?
Wow, I don't know. I, you know what? I can't tell you. because I haven't seen you on the course.
Good answer.
I haven't seen you on the course.
You just don't like giving that kind of advice.
I couldn't. Yeah. If I gave you that advice right now, I'd be just saying it to appease you. But if I never saw you swing, and even if I did see you swing, but I didn't see you on the course, how can I tell you that?
Okay. Then let me
ask.
Does
that make this a boring podcast now?
No. I think that's a good answer. Because it's an honest answer. And I've put people in on the spot before, and they go, "Oh, well, you need to work on your short game and things like that." It's like they have these blanket answers for things like this.
What I believe is, and I've listened to a few of your podcasts, Fred. That your podcasts are too warm and fuzzy. I believe that it's too much of a love fest whenever I've heard it. You need some controversy and debate.
Okay. Put up
so
your dukes.
I'm here to bring some controversy and
put
debate.
Put up your dukes, dude. What would you like to have controversy about?
I'm trying to start something with the stack and tilt.
Okay. I don't know what it means. I've not had talked to anybody. I'm still struggling with the whole concept of one plane and two plane. And people explain it to me all the time. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's like, am I going to be able to change something while I have my swing? Should I be changing something? Is that what you want me to do? It just doesn't make sense to me. It's like, this is my swing.
We were at the PGA Merchandise Show in Orlando, and we're going by a booth, and there was this guy that had this grip. It was like I don't know if the word's inverted, but it was like upside down. Usually like a grip goes from the bottom of the club. It's thinner, and it gets wider as it gets to the butt of the club.
Mm-hmm.
We had a grip. It was thinner at the butt, and it got wider as it went down. And I forget, there was a company that was like, I think it was like called Feel Golf that was doing the same thing. And this company, this was a different company. And we stopped because I love seeing people who come up with new concepts, because there really are some great products out there.
Yeah, but there it's also snake. You also see these people who are banking their lives that this is going to be it. They can retire on this one idea of new golf tees. And it's like, oh, come on, man.
And yeah, and there's so many snake oil salesmen.
Oh,
and this guy was out there. And so we said, and I like to debate golf concepts, because everybody can proclaim how great their stuff is. But what I like to say is, show me the results of people that improve with it. So he's telling us this, and he's saying, what this is going to help you do is create a one-plane swing. And I say, okay, why? Oh, one-plane swing. Why is that going to help me? He goes, well, that's what you have to do. That's what Tiger's working on in his swing. And I said, oh, Tiger's working on a one-plane swing? He goes, yeah, absolutely he's working on a one-plane swing. I said, how do you know this? Are you friends with Tiger? Are you friends with Hank Haney? He goes, no, everybody knows that he's doing this. I said, listen, I'm pretty plugged into the golf business. I've never heard this before. And he goes, oh, yeah, he's definitely trying to do it. I said, tell me where you learned this. He goes, it was on Hank Haney's blog or his website. I said, really? I don't go to Hank Haney's website. I'm not sure. He goes, yeah, it was on there, and Tiger's trying to do a one-plane swing because he's trying to do this. And I kind of – I forget what it was. And I said, let's do this. Hank Haney is right over there at that stage. He's about to do a presentation. I said, I'm going to go over there, and I'm going to go up to Hank and tell him that I asked him if Tiger is going to do a one-plane swing. The guy's face turned white.
Yeah, you're a chump.
It's amazing how many people proclaim they just come out with stuff in the golf business. And you know what? The scary part is this. If this was a golf show that the general public could go to, and this guy was proclaiming that his grip helps you become a one-plane swing, and that Tiger's trying to have a one-plane swing, and that's what he's working on, the funny thing is that most golfers would have believed that. Mm-hmm. And they would have went back, and they would have told their friends, yeah, you hear Tiger's trying to work on a one-plane swing, so I'm going to try to do it. And you know what? People in golf, it's like – to play golf, most of the people who play golf are very – successful, affluent people that are very good at business, and they can see a scam coming from a mile away. But when it comes about golf, they're very gullible, and that's sad. And what I believe in is we need in the golf business to become more results-based, and for people who proclaim that their product or their concepts are so good, they need to come to the table and show proof that people are improving. Look at all these infomercials. We all know in these infomercials that people coming up with those testimonials are actors. Who believes that these are truly real people that are coming out and saying, oh yeah, I tried this and it really worked and stuff? Come on. I've seen some of these being filmed before. And these are pretty much actors that are coming up, or people who were at the golf course and they say, hey, listen, I'll give you this product if you come on and say how good it is. And they're, oh, yeah, I'll take it. Yeah,
yeah, sure. Something for free? Sure, dude, whatever you want. Yeah, exactly.
Golfers love things for free.
Oh, everybody loves stuff for free. Are you kidding me?
Absolutely.
It's free stuff?
So,
oh, my God. Listen to the podcast.
I believe that golfers need to get smarter. I seriously believe they need to get smarter. They need to get more skeptical. And they need to say to these people who are proclaiming that these products are golf swing concepts, show me proof that people are getting better. Instead of saying, oh yeah, hundreds of people get better. No, show me proof. Show me a person's name. Show me their score before your product and show me the score after.
Okay. Well, that's what's on your website, right? You've got results. You've got testimonials. And I just want to say something here in defense of myself for just a moment, because okay. I am a California person. I am not a confrontational person. I am not a New Jersey boy who's going to confront you. And so I have a warm and fuzzy podcast. Now, my feeling is, and I'm defending what you said, my feeling is that I interview a lot of different people on this program, and every one of them believes they have the answer. My feeling is, I'm not a PGA instructor. Who am I to dispute this guy is wrong? He may be right. And you know what? To some people, he is right. And so what I want to do is I want to put the information out there and let the people decide for themselves if this guy's full of crud or not.
So I agree.
So that's why my approach is warm and fuzzy, because I'm not going to be confrontational because I don't know that much. I'm here to learn just like everybody else. So I'm just going to ask as many questions as I possibly can and try to keep it inside 30 minutes, which is very difficult to do, especially with somebody who doesn't give short answers, Mark Solomon. So anyway, we've passed our time, but I want to say thank you. I want people to go check out golfmadesimple.com. And if they have any questions that they want to ask Mark, write to me at golfsmarter.com. Don't even go to golfmadesimple.com. Go to golfsmarter.com and write to me, and I'll ask Mark the questions, and maybe we'll get him to come back on the show. Mark, would you like to come back?
I would love to come back.
We would have a lot of fun being bi-coastal confrontations.
East Coast, West Coast.
There you go. Mark, it was a lot of fun. Thanks so much for your time, man.
Thank you for your time.
And again, that's Mark Solomon. He can be found at golfmadesimple.com. Hey, have I talked about Prague yet? Yeah, I know I did. But I need to say, if you can't make it, it's okay. I'm not going to hold it against you, because it's just our inaugural adventure to hopefully will be fun and interesting locations around the world that we get to play golf together. But this coming October, we're also putting a group together for around in the San Francisco area the day after the President's Cup. So if you're heading out to Harding Park to watch or maybe even volunteer for the PGA competition, whether you're visiting specifically for that event, will just happen to be here on business or pleasure, or if you live here, make sure that you cut out some time to play with us on the day after the event, Monday, October 12th, which is also Columbus Day. We've already got a number of Golf Smarter foursomes set up, and I hope that you and maybe your friends will join us. There are no details yet. I'm still working these things out, but I definitely want you to set that day aside. We're working on a round somewhere in Marin County. Got a couple of golf courses. that we're talking to about this. And that's just over the Golden Gate Bridge from San Francisco. So if you've ever seen that beautiful shot of San Francisco through the Golden Gate Bridge, then you're already in Marin County. So we'll play somewhere in Marin. It'll include some Dixon Earth golf balls, hopefully a Golf Smarter shirt and a box lunch. Now, it's not a competition. It's just a fun day that we all can get together and play. Hey, congratulations, John Barton of Hokkaido, Japan. Why, you may ask? John is just pulled off the road and said, "You said my name." Well, that's because you just won a copy of A Course Called Ireland by Tom Coyne. That's because you're a member. And each week, we got a membership show. I'm going to give something away. Hey, I mentioned last week that I've been playing golf with more and more Golf Smarter listeners lately. And last week, I played with a 16-year-old who lives in Petaluma, California. Danny Del Poquero started playing 3 years ago after he played a golf video game and thought, wow, this game's got to be easy. His first round on the course proved him wrong, but he got hooked. You know the feeling? He's a determined young man and is playing very well these days. He hits the ball a ton and doesn't even think twice when he's putting. He just goes up, puts it, and walks away. It's not something that I'm used to. Now, I've played with a lot of guys who've been playing all their lives, but witnessing this kind of potential firsthand and his effortless 75 that he shot was very entertaining for me. Danny even committed to me that when he wins his first major, he'll tell the press that Golf Smarter was critical to his development as a golfer. How's that for a testimonial? Now, we joked together that if he qualifies as an amateur to play Pebble in 2010, that I can be his caddy. Yeah, like I'm the first person to make that request. Anyway, our closing quote is something that Daniel shared with me on the course that day, and he really believes this statement that came from Ben Hogan. Every day you miss practicing, it will take you one day longer to get good. Next week, it could either be irons and wedges with a Callaway executive, a great training aid that addresses the missing fundamental, or putting. So, just make sure you tune in to find out what show we're doing. I'm trying to work the details out here. That just tells you how much content we have in the can right now. Also, I've made it easier to find Hey Fred. It's now combined with Ask the Experts. So, please, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, or quotes, click on the Hey Fred button at golfsmarter.com.
Smarterpodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.